President Obama will give his final State of the Union address tomorrow night in Congress. A 24-year-old Alaska Native woman named Lydia Doza will be among the guests sitting in the First Lady's gallery. But as APRN's Liz Ruskin reports, Doza nearly passed up the invitation.
Doza studies software engineering at Oregon Tech. She says she got a call recently but didn't answer because she was in class.
And then I received a text message saying that it was someone from the White House, and they left me a return phone number. And I almost didn't call back because I thought it was a scam of some sort.
Doza says she remained doubtful but did return the call.
Even if it was, you know, fake, then I could just, like, hang up.
But it was real. The White House was calling with an invitation to come to Washington for the State of the Union. Doza, a graduate of Diamond High in Anchorage, was recognized for her work with Native American youth.
I encourage students to go into higher education, especially in the STEM fields.
That's STEM, science, technology, engineering, and math. Doza is a Sea Alaska shareholder of Tsimshian, Haida, and Inupiat heritage. It was robots that first attracted her to engineering, specifically her work on her high school robotics team. But she says a lot of Native kids don't see scientists and engineers who look like them.
I think that's a big problem, you know, because I know I'm not the only Native American in a STEM field, but it's just, you know, we're not very visible.
Doza says if children don't have family members or know other adults in that line of work, it may not occur to them to pursue it for themselves.
That's kind of why I want to be a spokesperson and why I work with the community so much, just to be a presence in their lives.
Doza will be among 24 presidential guests at the speech. They include a Syrian refugee, a female graduate of Army Ranger School, a 12-year-old hunger activist, and the CEO of Microsoft. Reporting from Washington, I'm Liz Ruskin.